Continuing along in the pregame, we chat with Upper St. Clair head coach Dan Holzer. Coach, your team recently returned from a southern trip to the Bahamas. How much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun and great experience for our kids to be together like that and in a beautiful place. I played three basketball games, and we got to learn a little bit more about our team on the court and certainly off the court. So it was a lot of fun and a successful trip.
Well, you were going to the Bahamas. It was a business trip, after all. You know, what were some of the advantages of making a trip like that? And I'm sure it had to be a great bonding experience for your team.
It was a great bonding experience. When you do things like that, you get to know your teammates in a different way, and the coaches too. So we were able to learn more about each other and spend a lot of time with each other in a fun atmosphere. And on the basketball court, we played pretty well for two games, and then we had a tough one against Erie Prep. So we learned a lot about ourselves on the court also, what we needed to get ready as we get into the meat of section play.
You have a relatively young team this season, but you're off to a nice 6-1 start. How quickly has this team grown up?
They've grown up really quick. We have no returning starters from last year. Seven of our top eight players were seniors last year. Only one, Andrew Wheeler, played any varsity minutes that were worthwhile minutes. So we typically start three juniors and two seniors, and two juniors come off the bench. So we have a lot of sophomores and freshmen on JV that are dressing varsity. So we're excited about the direction we're headed in. But we've played really well at times early in the season, so we're excited about that. But now we get into the big boys. You know, we have Bethel tonight and Char Valley Tuesday. Then you still have Baldwin, Peters, Mount Lebanon, Canning, McMillan. So there's a lot of basketball ahead. But I like where we're at to this point, even though we're so inexperienced.
You mentioned Andrew Wheeler. Already has had numerous 20-point performances this season. What makes him so good?
He's just a very steady player, has the game experience from last year, and he's kind of our calming force. He's an excellent shooter but can also get to the basket, so we've been looking to him to score, and he's responded.
Junior forward Ryan Harkle-Rode has nice size at 6'4". Also finished his final round of chemotherapy for this fall for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. How special of a player and person is Ryan Harkle-Rode?
No, he's a great person and a great kid. And he's really come back hard. And that's a heck of a thing he did. He played football after his chemo was over. And he kind of comes to basketball, and he's a really good leader. We have him playing JV as well as a junior. Because we have so many young kids playing. We have five freshmen playing JV, and he's just done a great job, and I'm really proud of him.
Well, we mentioned a couple of your players. Who are some of the other new faces in your lineup this year that you're expecting to see some contributions from?
Yeah, well, typically we start Doug Wagner, who's a 6'3 junior, Andrew Wheeler, then Zach Bateris, who's a 5'11 junior. Marcus McGinnis is our point guard, and he's a senior, and Zach Cherup's a senior, about 6'1", but they're all new. None of them played varsity last year, so we have an 8-man rotation, and seven of them this is their first go-around for a road section game, and so we'll see.
Upper St. Clair's won Section 4 in back-to-back seasons, and typically are one of those teams that everyone else in the section points to that, you know, we have to beat Upper St. Clair if we hope to win the championship. You know, what do the Panthers need to do to make it a three-peat this year?
We're going to have to play great defensively. We're really going to have to do a good job of guarding people. I think we have a good offensive attack, but it's going to come down to who can we defend and guard them. So that'll be I think that's the key the entire season for us, is to play good defense.
And as far as tonight's game goes, Bethel Park's Jake Dixon, a 6'6 player, has been a handful for opponents this season. How do you hope to match up with him, and what do you see as keys for your team tonight?
Well, our keys, we got to keep him off the boards and keep him from getting good touches where he can score and such. We have to push him out as much as we can and contain Mascaro. I mean, he makes them go. He's just a great player. So we're going to have to contain him and try to keep Dixon as far away from the basket as possible.
It's Upper St. Clair head coach Dan Holzer. Thanks for your time. Good luck to your team tonight.
Thank you.